You indicate that the regeneration focus of your department is on populations of 5,000 or more. Now, in rural constituencies like my own, West Roma, there's only two settlements of more than 5,000 people. Will you consider reviewing this policy?
Whilst my department is responsible for urban regeneration, I understand the issues faced by our rural communities. My predecessor, Paul Given, indicated he would like to extend the department's scheme to regenerate public spaces to small towns and villages. It was hoped that we would have had a phased approach, beginning with settlements of over 2,500 persons and working closely with local councils and the Department for Agriculture and Environment and Rural Affairs. However, this was dependent upon the resources being made available, but no further funds were found to take this forward. Since then, and particularly in response to COVID-19, my department has led on the COVID-19 Recovery, Revitalisation and Small Settlements programmes, and the cross-departmental nature of these regeneration activities has been clearly demonstrated, confirming the need for the executive to take this forward.
And is the Minister, in light of his response, is he satisfied that his department is fulfilling their statutory responsibilities on the Rural Needs Act to pay due regard to the needs of rural areas when developing and implementing policies?
Yes, I do believe that we are adhering to our statutory responsibilities under law. However, I do believe that we can always do more than simply just follow the law. We can go up and above what is required. That's why I'm always more than happy to work with my ministerial counterpart in DERA to see what other schemes can be put in place to support regeneration in rural settlements.